the pastor of discipleship and young families here, and I want to invite each and every one of you to grab your Bible. If you don't have your Bible, there's one on the hymnal shelf in front of you, or you can open up your phone or tablet to your Bible app. And I want you to open your Bible to Psalms chapter 1. It's about right halfway through the Bible, right after Job, and pretty easy to find. It's a large book. But I worked a concert last night, and I didn't get home till 1 o'clock. So I'm a little emotional, a little tired. But I need y'all's help to get through this. So when you get to Psalms 1, we have, I'm trying to make it a tradition here, of audience participation, and I need you loud enough for the angels to hear you to say amen.
Amen.
Man, y'all sound good this morning. The truly happy person does not follow wicked advice. He does not stand on the road of sinners and does not sit with the disrespectful. Instead of doing those things, these persons love the Lord's instruction and they recite God's instruction day and night. They're like a tree replanted by streams of water which bears fruit at just the right time and whose leaves don't fade. Whatever they do succeeds. That's not true for the wicked. They are like dust that the wind blows away, and that's what the wicked will have. That's why the wicked will have no standing in the court of justice. Neither will sinners in the assembly of the righteous. The Lord is intimately acquainted with the way of the righteous, but the way of the wicked is destroyed. The word of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God.
Excuse me. So, we are finishing up our sermon series on back to school supplies. Since we're talking about school, here's a pop quiz. What was the first supply we talked about?
Red.
Teacher's pet. Yes, rest. What was the second supply we talked about?
Love.
All you need is love. Today, I want to talk about growth. That's the third supply we need, is growth. You cannot be successful in school and life without growth. Let me ask you a question. Who in here finished school? So y'all are all done learning? No. You're not done learning. So nobody in here has finished school, right? When I read this scripture in Psalms 1, do you know what I hear? I hear a parent. So I want you to think back to the days you were a kid, you were a parent, or even now as a grandparent. I want you to think back to the days where your kids get home from school or you got home from school. What did you want to do?
Play.
Go out and play. My son still wants to. Can I go outside? That's great. Or the other thing they want to do is, can I play video games? I constantly have to remind them, not until you finish your homework. You got to do your homework first. Since my boys are in the back, I will throw them a bone and say they're always very good at it. But constantly have to remind them, you have to do your homework first. You have to do your homework. In order to succeed, in order to do good in school, you have to learn, you have to study, you have to do your homework. When I read Psalms 1, that's what I hear. That's what I see, a parent saying, the truly happy person doesn't follow wicked advice, doesn't stand on the road of sinners, doesn't sit with the disrespectful. No, you can't go outside and play. No, you can't play video games until you understand what you need to learn. That's what I hear. And when you get it, when you study, when you get your homework done, you're loving the Lord's instruction, reciting God's instruction. My boys have vocabulary words, spelling words. They have to read the list. They have to study. I love the fact that even though we may have graduated, I'm sure there are some people in here with their masters. Anybody? Anybody have a doctorate? You reached this end of a major goal and got this certificate or this diploma or this title. But when you left school and went to work, were you done learning? Did you know everything you need to know? When I left the police academy, I didn't know how to police because they gave me a whole bunch of head knowledge, but I didn't have any practical knowledge. I think that's why growth is such an important thing to pack in our back-to-school supplies. Because we will never stop growing. It's something we need to teach our kids now, but it's something we need to hear as well. You will never stop growing. You will never not have homework. Man, that's exciting, isn't it? You will never not have homework. I know as we get older that we get in routines, that we get comfortable, that we like the way our life rhythm is going, so we just want to maintain. I hate to tell you, but that's the road of the wicked. That's the roadway of the sinners, is to just maintain, because all we're doing is telling God we don't want to do our homework. Lord, we've reached a comfortable place in our life and we're done growing. But Psalms 1 reminds us that God is constantly telling us, do your homework first. Because if you don't do your homework, I can't replant you by the waters of life. I can't grow in you the fruit I need you to produce at just the right time because I've got somebody waiting on the fruit I'm growing in you. It's a lot like this contemporary service. There's some growing pains going on with it. But if we do our homework and stay in the Word of God, stay in the instructions of God, recite the instructions of God. If we stay in the Spirit of God, then at just the right time, we will produce the fruit God is growing. And it will be for the person God is calling. And then we will have the opportunity to share our homework with somebody else, somebody new. Look at Hebrews 6. So let's press on to maturity by moving on from the basics about Christ's word. Talk about homework. Moving on from the basics of Christ's word, you mean we can't just hear the message and say, yeah, I get it, that sounds nice. We got to go beyond that. We got to dive deeper into God's word. We've got to learn more about what God is asking, what God is doing, what God is working through each of us. We got to stay focused on the homework that he gives us daily. It talks about in Hebrews 6 the depth of who God is. It talks about the laying on of hands. It talks about working in the Spirit. It talks about all of this power and might that God is longing to pour into us. But it's not going to happen unless we continue to grow in Christ. And that's not going to happen unless we do our homework. We love to celebrate back to school, but we never really leave school. Because when we hear that call, when we hear that invitation, when we hear that voice that says, "You are mine," it comes with a challenge to grow into a new life. It comes with a challenge to grow into the fullness of what Christ is offering us. It comes with daily, hourly, minutely homework. I love Mr. Charlie came up on the chancellery during fellowship time and he said, "I learned something. That when you live in the Spirit, you walk in the Spirit." What a perfect word. Because if we're going to live in the Spirit and walk in the Spirit, then we have to know the Spirit and we have to grow in the Spirit. That's our homework. So, before I pray, I just have one question. Have you convinced yourself that you've grown enough? Have you told yourself that you don't have to grow anymore? If so, maybe this is a perfect reminder. You haven't even begun to reach the place God is wanting to take you. So do your homework. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we try our entire life to reach a goal of comfort, to get to a place where we can stop and settle down and just coast into retirement, coast into the finish line. But Lord, we're reminded today that there is no coasting with you. We're reminded today that you challenge us each and every day to grow more fully into the life you are calling us to. We're reminded today that you give us homework each and every night. So Lord, speak to us. Pour out your Spirit into each and every person here and convict us. Show us where we have stopped growing. Show us where we have given up doing homework and remind us. Remind us the call you have placed on each of us. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you. Now,